continued to receive threats. In 1997, these became so intense that they decided to leave Aguachica and try to begin a new life in a new town. But the threats continued. They have been forced to move several times since, always suddenly and in secret. Juan Elias would like to study law and human rights at a university, but the current circumstances of his family have made this difficult. He insists that no matter what happens, he will continue working for peace. In August 2000, Luis Fernando Rincón, the former mayor of Aguachica, who helped to inspire Juan Elias to work for peace, was assassinated. Farlis, the outspoken daughter of a banana plantation worker, became a powerful spokesperson for the Children's Movement for Peace. Until she turned 18 in 1999, she was its most visible representative. Farlis traveled to many countries, addressing audiences that sometimes numbered in the thousands and occasionally included presidents and Nobel laureates. Everywhere, she has told the stories of the children's and citizens' mandates, explaining that at certain times, when countries fall into very great difficulties, children can hold